Hey, ladies, welcome back to another episode of Healing Into Femininity. I hope you're doing amazing. It's the 18th of December, 2023, and we're getting closer and closer to the holiday season, or probably most of y'all are already in holiday season, holiday mood, depending on if you celebrate Christmas or not. But today I'm here and I'm super relaxed. Oh my God, I'm super relaxed, but I still felt inspired to share a few thoughts. And since I've already like introduced you to my more relaxed state, I feel very comfortable to just kind of pillow talk with you here on my podcast. So today I want to talk to you about the topic of support structures. So, as you know, I am a certified life coach and I have learned from, one of the best teachers maybe on this planet. And I am certified in a proven, repeatable, and reliable in a tested, approved, and trusted system of transformation. And one part, it's also one part of the Dream Builder program that I'm teaching. It's like my entry-level program. And 1 week, one module is about this topic. It's about support structures. Support structures, meaning being in a container, being in a container, being in a program, being in a room, if you so will, in a virtual room. But maybe it's easier for you to imagine that being in a room, like in a classroom, right? And this classroom is the container of the new knowledge that you receive, the knowledge that will change you. And the support structure is important, especially when we talk about like the coach-client relationship or coach-student relationship or teacher-student relationship. You can choose whatever concept you like the most. Because especially in inner work, especially in, inner work, in manifestation, in spiritual growth, whatever you want to call it, in personal evolution, it is about overcoming trained tendencies, right? So let me take you from the beginning. So when you are listening into this podcast, or when you are interested in personal development, or if you're interested in living the life of your dreams, because I always like to say, like, we shouldn't get stuck in personal development. We shouldn't get stuck in learning about everything about nutrition and psychology and spirituality. It's good, but the best thing you can do with that is to apply it, right? Not only to learn and learn and learn and learn, and then you get stuck in it, but it's learning, applying, receiving the blessings, and then learning maybe something new or going higher in the same thing, depending on what you're going to do with this. But I think personal evolution in a work is something that never ends. So you, but it's important to continue to apply it. That's the point that I was trying to make. So it's about personal structures. So you get into this container, you get into a classroom, you find your teacher and you learn. And the support structure is also, we can call it an accountability structure, or we can call it mastermind, right? It's a place, it's a space, it's a container where you can expand your mind and where people, and that's a very important part of this whole concept, is whether either the teacher or also other people inside that group, and you can appoint them. This is also something that I did. Like, it's not only my trainer or my coach, but it's also people that I have chosen that I knew that are also on this personal development path. Depending on how serious they are about it, you can And up, you can upgrade your accountability partners. You can upgrade your structures of support. Yeah, because one thing that I've realized, or one thing that I've experienced personally, is that the people that are holding you accountable, they have to also do their work, right? Or they have to keep themselves up at a high level. Because what is accountability structure? Accountability, somebody can only keep you accountable if they're, first of all, able to, like, when they know what it is that you want to accomplish. And also, what I found for myself is that, for example, that's a real example, okay? So for me, I have been declaring to my friends and support structure, so-called, that I wanted to be celibate, yeah, and sleep with no man until I find my husband. And I have found myself with these people that I call my friends and still call my friends, but they didn't take what I that I wanted to accomplish. They didn't really take it serious because they didn't believe in it. So this could also be like in a religious group. I'm not religious. Yeah, I believe there's truth in all religions. I love the Bible, I love Jesus and all of that. If you know me, if you know my content, you know that. But I always like to say that again. So I want to inspire as many people as possible and not, yeah, repel people. But if you're repelled by that, then that's okay. So, but I believe in that's exactly what spiritual groups do. That's a positive thing about spiritual groups, because there's like one teaching that we can also see that as the coach. Maybe it's the pastor, or it's the group leader, or whoever. It can be some person, it can be the church, right? The pastor. So there's one information being shared, and now everyone has the same information. And depending on the people, if you believe what the pastor is saying to be true, you're all forming the same values and the same approach to life, more or less. So being a virgin until marriage is something you do. Yeah, that's known for the group, the accountability group. So then if one girl out of the group shares it maybe with her friends and says, like, I met this boy and we are getting to know each other more and more, and now we want to sleep with each other. And then probably that would be good, like in the perfect world, right? The friend would say, hey, no, like you know you're not supposed to do that. What I believe, what is missing in the church groups is the actual reason, like why you shouldn't do it. Sometimes an inquisitive mind, and I believe that this is me, and yeah, this is exactly me. Like I used to go to church, and I love to learn about God, but the explanations, they at some point they only reached so far, and I'm a very intellectual seeker as well. Like I need answers. So I have found science for myself. I have fell in love with science and also quantum science, epigenetics, like more of the scientific fields that yeah, that are kind of the equivalent to spirituality and spiritual principles and concepts. Because yeah, more and more, and this is the time right now. Like the more comes out in scientific research and the more alternative scientific research, these are things that underlie or that solidify spiritual principles, like not sleeping with your husband before marriage, because it makes sense. So that would be a example. So I say my goal, or like my goal is I want to stay a virgin until marriage. And then all of my friends and my peer group, my support structure, my partners in believing, my accountability group, they keep me accountable on this high standard, literally, right? They keep me accountable on the high standard that I have set for myself, which is perfect. It's an optimal Energy. And this is exactly what I want to talk about. That's first of all, if you don't have a group of friends or a literal accountable group, accountability group, I suggest it. I highly suggest it to you. Like, so this is also what I did with my clients. Like, I used to do group coaching. I still do. Like, if you're listening to this before the 1st of January, I'm starting my next round of Dream Builder coaching on the 1st of January. And it's going to be a 3 month program where we are going through the 10 steps of dream building. And one part of it is literally the support structure. And everyone in the group, I will always invite my students to form a group, an accountability group. And I know one group that I coached, like they were a perfect match back then. Like I think they're still friends and they're still accountability partners. So that's very, very good. And at the same time, it's always important. Again, I know I always make like these big, big, big I always go off tangent. So but what I want to say here is like it's a high standard, right? In this crazy culture that we live in, the example I made, it's a high standard, but something else could be you want to keep, you don't want to drink. It's also very, very uncommon these days, right? So you don't want to drink or you don't eat meat. Okay, now it's a trend, right? That many people like don't eat meat. When I started my vegan journey, no one in my surroundings supported me at all. Like right now, I started eating meat again every now and then. But back then, when I didn't eat meat at all, nobody would support me. So I had to literally support myself. That's where I learned to be my own accountability partner and really just, yeah, stay close to my coaches and to my teachers. So you don't drink, you don't want to have sex, maybe you want to like keep a healthy diet. And you want to work out, for example. You could also use that for maybe a savings goal, right? You want to save a certain amount of money. All these things, as you might have like now also felt, these are things that require discipline, right? Discipline and yeah, not being distracted by the world because everything else is like spending money, drinking alcohol, sleeping with people, eating unhealthy. Like these things are always around, like these temptations, right? Temptations. Okay, so number one, the accountability group is there to hold you accountable on your high standards. Yeah, because temptation is always around, and not only temptation, but also confusion. Confusion. People are confused. Like, stay with me. Like, it was a slow entry, but stay with me because I have some more interesting points on that. So, these are your supporters, but, or let's say, and, right? Having an accountability partner can be uncomfortable. And most people, and this is what I have learned in my experience, most people are not willing to receive accountability. Yeah, you said this, so why you're not following through? And then you will be mirrored with your own inability. Maybe you can't, you have weak discipline. You couldn't stick through, whatever, whatever. Like having an accountability partner will show you your, yeah, where you're lacking discipline. And this is uncomfortable for our ego. It is. I have also been on the other side. I had people wanting to keep me accountable and I had to retreat. Like I retreated. That was my only coping mechanism back then. I wasn't able to like really clearly process what I was actually doing. I couldn't really assess why. Like I didn't have the tools. And so in this relationship, we need all the personal development tools that we can get. So we need love, we need understanding, we need compassion. And at the same time, we have to be willing and able to accept the cold hard truth because we have invited someone else to let us know what we are not doing the way we said we wanted to do. And I always like to say, standards and the goals you set, you have to understand why you set them. Yeah, and there we come, there we go back to the example of the Bible or the church group. Sometimes we just accept certain standards, but we don't know why. And if we don't know why, we're most likely to fall off because we're like, okay, I don't even really have a reason. Like, I don't really understand what's going on. So you will fall off probably. Like, I don't want to say it about you, but that's what happened to me. So if I don't know the why, if you don't have a reason, if you don't know your why, probably you're not gonna do it because it's hard. Because it's hard, as I said, all these things. Okay, alcohol, I don't know. I don't consider it hard. But it also depends on who you are around and who you grew up around. So, but most of these things require discipline, depending on who you are and who your peer group is already, right? So having high standards, having an accountability group, who will remind you of who you are as well? Not only what your standard are, but also that you are able and capable. And this is where we go to a higher level, right? Sometimes maybe an accountability partner could be someone telling you like, oh, you did this wrong. And then they will be kind of happy about that you didn't reach your goal. Yeah, you know, like it depends on who that person is. But if you are in a safe container with a mentor who is highly like evolved, they will probably say, like, remember who you are. Like, you have set this goal for this and this reason, and you are a child of God. Let's say that. Like, you're a child of God, you're a divine being. You can literally make everything happen that you set your mind to. Maybe they even know, like, what you have already accomplished in your life. This is a great tool also for you to not forget who you are and what you've already accomplished. So saying like, you have accomplished this, you have overcome this, you have accomplished this, you have overcome this, bam, 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 just listing all the things that you've already accomplished. And then you will feel like, yeah, you're right. Boom, back on track. Focus. Okay, no doubt. Yeah. And then setting boundaries around you so you won't get tempted so easily. And I believe that this is the best way, the easiest way to apply something new. Like if it has been a, maybe it has been a problem or maybe it has been a challenge, let's say that up until now, to realize a certain thing, it is good to have the structure. It's good to have an accountability partner, somebody who checks in on you frequently so you stay on track because maybe you're still like you still have to get into the groove. You get me? Like this 21 days or 90 days or a certain amount of time until it becomes automated. Yeah. Until you do it like naturally. Yeah. But even then, like especially with goals like staying celibate until marriage, depending on how long it takes for you to find the man, right? You need somebody to keep you focused. Yeah. Even after 21 days or 90 days, yeah, sometimes you're gonna be in a weak moment, or it's the same thing with food, right? So, with that being said, I also want to extend this topic. We can talk about this with personal goals, but especially, and I have watched yesterday, I was baking some pancakes and I was watching the Victoria's Secret show. I don't know, 2020 or something like that. It was not a runway show, but it was a movie. And there was one girl, and she was like a little bit bigger, and she was designing corsets. And her whole mission kind of was body positivity, where she showed herself, like she was a bit bigger, as I said, where she showed herself and also other bigger women in these corsets. And the corsets weren't even real corsets. Like they were, for me, a little bit like deformed, and they weren't really put on the place of your body where they would actually give you some nice shape, but they kind of distorted everything. So this whole body positivity thing, let's get into that, okay? Now, probably this is going to trigger a lot of people, but if you're here in my space, I think you're ready for it. So This whole body positivity thing, I think it's a farce. I don't believe in it because I'm a nutritionist and I come from a like biological place. You know, having too much fat on your body is unhealthy. I mean, we all know that, but I think sometimes in this world we have to be reminded of that because everything goes. Everything goes. And that's why I want to bridge to the topics with accountability. I believe that in this society, we're no longer being held accountable for the nonsense that we're doing. I believe that what we're currently seeing on a grand scale in the music industry, and the music industry is a huge culture, like the music, the stars that we glorify, the fashion, the social media, and all of these things, so many things have just gotten out of hand. Yeah, this whole body positivity thing. This girl was fat. Yeah, she was fat, and I didn't think it looked nice. Like I'm like, you don't have to look perfect. Yeah, you don't have to do that. You know, you don't have to look perfect. Women are curvy, you know. All of that natural size women. You don't have to have a six pack. I think we have also gone overboard with that. On the other, what is it? On the other side of the scale, like before, like only the very beautiful Victoria's Secret models. But to be honest, this is what we naturally more aspire to. Yeah. Like more. Like lean or fitter girls, you know, like I think that's also a little bit too much, but just saying, okay, just to put things in perspective. But now everybody thinks everybody can do whatever they want. And I'm gonna go a little bit deeper. Like that's me, I'm coming fully out the closet today. So body positivity, I think I don't believe in it because most of the people are too fat. And they should actually really get on a diet for their own well-being. Like, that's one thing. Also, this whole judgment-free zone. Like, I don't want to judge you. I don't want to judge. No, let's judge, like, based on an informed spectrum. Like, I am informed about certain things. So I will have to make a judgment, I will have to see things for what they are. Right. So everyone is saying, like, yeah, live and let live. I don't know. I don't believe in that because we are co-creating this reality. And if everybody, like, live and let live, like, let this murderer live, I don't know. Like, I think he should be in jail. Like, from a spiritual perspective, we can say, okay, like we understand maybe like he's a hurt being. He was probably also very deeply hurt, so he can't cultivate compassion. From a very spiritual perspective, I can do that. But from a human perspective, this person belongs put away because he's a threat to society. Yeah. And the other things, just like this body positivity thing, or also this whole transgender movement, to be honest. As you maybe know, I have been part of Miss Germany 2023, and I met, and this is, oh yeah, I want to talk about that. I met two transgender now girls, and I don't know. I've always thought that way. I don't know if they're actually going to find their happiness in life living inside a so-called female body now, because they were already, if I'm right, they already had their like vaginal transformation. They had their sexual parts adjusted. I don't know. Like, I don't know if they're really gonna find their happiness, because I always like to say it's kind of the same thing as me. I'm a black woman, and it would be the same as me saying, like, I am white. Like, I am white, I feel white, I was born in this black body, but I think I'm white, so I will get surgery and whiten myself. This is a whole topic. Like, we have had that. Like, what happened to Michael Jackson? Yeah, we don't know. Maybe it was a sickness or disease. We don't know. But there's a whole community of black people who use bleach Probably not because they think they're white, but it's a whole thing that you don't want to be what you are. And I believe that this is the foundation of accepting God or trusting in God, that there is a reason for you to have been born in the body that you have been born in. That's me. That's for me, the ultimate trust in the divine. Yeah. I mean, we can talk about so many other concepts around this, yeah, but just to create a bottom line. So I don't believe in that. I don't believe that it's okay to just transform yourself in any way that you want. Where is the accountability? Where's the accountability? And I think I've seen there were some videos online already where people who have transitioned or transformed, I don't know the right words, from man to woman, and now, like, how they speak after the surgery had been done and they have lived inside their body for years, the hormones and all of that, they are suffering. Like, some people are suffering. They don't like what ha is happening, because they're not more happy now. They're not. So where's the accountability? Yeah, where are the people that will sit you down and say, "Hey, girl or boy, that's not how you do it"? It's the same thing with all the sex that is going on. Everyone is having free sex. Sex is being promoted everywhere. Promiscuity is promoted everywhere. Everybody's doing whatever they want. Women are saying, "I can do whatever I want with my body." Yes, you can, but there will be consequences. Yeah, the same thing with being fat, the same thing with having surgery, becoming a different gender, the same thing with just having sex with anybody. You can do whatever you want, yes, but you will see what's going to happen. And this is, like, if we want to put it in a religious context, and again, I'm using these phrases because this is so old and so deeply ingrained in our subconscious, we all believe it. And I don't understand, like, me too, I have not always thought that way. I had to come to a conclusion for myself. But yes, you can do whatever you want, but at the end of the day, there will be a judgment. And sometimes the end of the day is not when you die, but sometime in your life already. Yeah, sometime in your lifetime already, there will be a day where you will reap the consequences of your actions. So that should be, it's not like I am not going to punish you. Like, I am not going to hit you, or I am not going to insult you. No. And probably no one, like, people will do it. Of course, there are people called homophobic or whatever, and people will come and insult you. I won't do that, but you will reap the consequences. And most of the time, accountability is rooted, or should be rooted, in love, right? I'm not telling you to stop doing things because I want to punish you, but because I want to love you. I want to give you the right guidance. Don't do that because it will harm you. Like, don't eat that. If you choose to eat it, you're gonna have to face the consequences, okay? If you want to do that, okay, you can do that, but be aware you're gonna have to face the consequences. That's what we should be talking about more. That's what we should be talking about more. So where's the accountability? And this is what's lacking. We have no morality, and no, not even in terms of, again, blind faith. No, I'm not talking about that. I'm literally talking about natural consequences. And that's the funny thing. All of these kind of natural consequences are more or less many consequences that the Bible is saying, where God is going to get angry or whatever. But you are going to get, like, you're going to be hurt. You're going to be hurt, and maybe even other negative consequences are going to come with doing whatever you want, doing whatever you want without any consequences. You will suffer. I trust that you will suffer. Yeah, not you, but, like, people will suffer. And maybe in silence, and I hope not in silence. That's why, like, my attempt is also to share my pain, to share the consequences that I'm facing in my life because I've done the things that I wanted, and it wasn't that like crazy, crazy. But I feel that, yeah, through this very crazy world that is promoting that you can do whatever. And as you know, like my baseline topic is always I promote family, I promote women staying virgins or like coming back to abstinence or celibacy before getting married. And then, yeah, staying together, creating healthy families, and not women being like super feministic and being like, yeah, women can do everything alone. I don't need a man. That's not true. That's not true. You, again, you will face the consequences. Women need men, and men need women too, not only to survive, but to have a beautiful life, to have a full, complete life. Yes, you are complete within yourself as well, which is important. And at the same time, to really be in a full, beautiful life experience, I believe you need someone else, yeah, to fulfill your life. Yeah, I think this is also something where people say like, no, we can't say that. Yeah, but it depends on which level of consciousness you are. No, you don't need anybody, like anybody in terms of just anybody. You know, just anybody to just be with you. No, you have to have done your inner work. You have to have done your inner healing. You have to have taken full accountability for your life and full responsibility for your life, for your health, for your relationships, for your well-being, for your finances, whatever. All of these things, taking full accountability for it and stepping up and becoming whole. Yes, healing yourself and knowing that you're fully resourced. And at the same time, the ultimate sign of healing, and I heard that from one of my mentors, the ultimate sign of healing is being able to connect and to engage in long-term relationships, aka marriage, and also with friends and family. So no, we are not here to be alone, and no, we shouldn't promote like saying, yeah, I can do everything on my own. Yeah, good luck with that. Good luck with that. No, that's not gonna happen for you. Like, and if you think that way, yeah, you're gonna suffer in denial, probably. Yeah. So yeah, very, very important point. So I think that's it. Like, these are the main topics I wanted to share with you. Accountability and being able to receive accountability, having someone in your life that's going to keep it real with you, and where you see that this person has a life that you actually feel is something that you want to. So for me, for example, it is family life, right? So not everybody who has a family already things and the values that I actually think, but that would be an indicator, right? So having a family and being like everyone is doing their part, so they could hold you accountable on your journey towards marriage. And the same thing also with other married people, like older people than you, they can help you to assess or to vet your partner because they have been married, they know you, they know what it takes. So being held accountable, don't just do anything alone. Like, I've just heard also from one work colleague that he just married his wife without even telling their parents. I think that's not good. Like, this should be forbidden. Like, don't do that. Why? Like, if you're serious about something, like man up or woman up and be like, that's what I'm doing, that's what I'm about to do, and I stand by it, I stand for it. And of course, you don't say it to any and everybody, but and that's a very important part again of the accountability group. Those people have to have some kind of awareness of the power that is within you. So most likely, again, that would be spiritual people, very aware people, or maybe religious people, people who have achieved something themselves or who want to achieve something, knowing that there's faith in them. And faith, again, also has nothing to do with religion. Faith is the believing in something even though you don't see it yet. Right? And having the faith and the power to to do something, to, what is it, to achieve something that you can't see yet. Yeah, again, with the with the nutrition, with the alcohol, with the savings, you know, with the sex, all of these things are virtuous. Like, we can call that, it's virtuous, it's good, it's disciplined, it is gonna be good for you. Like, a friend of mine told me that I shouldn't be too preachy, but I don't care if that's preachy. I will preach, but I'm not saying that I am perfect. No, I'm not. And I also need to be held accountable, and maybe I should open myself up for even more accountability. But I believe at this point I'm very ready for it, and I have achieved accountability, and I will let myself be corrected by people where I acknowledge and appreciate their opinion, because I see that their opinion has resulted in good, yeah, in some good life. You understand? So, yeah, accountability, support, faith groups are very important. So people check the people who are around you. Do they say, "Oh yeah, you go girl, you can do whatever you want, leave your boyfriend." Yeah, or yeah, whatever. I think you look even better when you're a little chubby. What are you talking about? Yeah? Or like whatever. Like, you look so good in these pants, show everything you got. No. Yeah, you can do whatever you want. Sleep with that guy. I won't say anything. No. Yeah, don't be around those people. Don't be around those people. If you have realized, if you're here and you're listening to this, you have realized that there is something else for you already. Yeah. And again, I can say it's important to judge. It's important to discern. That's the more maybe correct word here, to discern what is what and who is who. Yeah, and it's not from a place of I am better than you. No, it's from a place of this is not good for you or me. And I can't keep you from doing this, but I will see it and I will judge it and I will know that this is not for me. Yeah, so really take care of yourself and really check who are the people that are around you. Will there be yes men? Yeah, just saying yes to everything. Oh yeah, do whatever you want, eat whatever you want, drink whatever you want, sleep with anybody you want, wear whatever you want. Yeah, do whatever you want in your career. Just do whatever you want. Also, with your money, like, most of the time, we don't even speak about money, even though I think we should change that. Let's speak about money with our friends more. Also, people you trust, like really trust, and that know about the divine principles of increase and all of that, that know that there's more, and that who are not in lack consciousness. But yeah, that's really the message today, that we shouldn't be around people who don't have any standards and don't have any morals and don't have any discipline for their own life. And if you really want to grow, and if you're really serious about it, yeah, go and find people that can hold you accountable and that can help you and that can resource you with more knowledge around that. Because, as I said, like, today, I think for me, it's always easy to say it a little bit from a religious perspective, because it's so easy. You know, I've been studying different religions, and I grew up with Christianity. But I also want to say that most of these things now, like just doing whatever you want, you will see that there are so many scientific backup knowledge these days, why you know, like, where you will find out why it's not good. and why it made sense the way it was promoted in maybe religion or in more crude or conservative circles. Yeah, because it's not healthy. It's not healthy to, yeah, just do whatever you want. There are divine laws and principles, and you will see it and you will feel it inside your body, in your relationships, in the body of your life, if we want to call it that. Yeah, in everything that you create, there needs to be a healthy input to have a healthy output. And we have to hold each other accountable, and we have to see the best in ourselves. We have to say, be able to say no. It takes a village to raise a child. That's also what I'm thinking about, because I remember even, I don't know, but yeah, that's the thing also with like Ghanaians in Germany, or in general. I think even in Germany it was like that for a few years ago, just where the neighbor could say, this is not what you should do to the child of someone else. Like, you shouldn't do that. Stop it. And the child would listen. Yeah. Or when you see your auntie somewhere and she's like, what are you doing here? Like, you should be home doing this and that. And we all were annoyed. We were like, oh my God, like, why is she like stalking me or whatever? And then she's going to tell my parents. It's actually good. It's actually good if you believe that the person has your best interest at heart, and you not being able to do whatever you want, it shows a level of protection or a level of support. Yeah, so it is good that we hold each other accountable and that we keep an eye on each other, not only from a perspective, and I know, again, these things have different levels of awareness. Yes, many people are jealous, and yes, many people are maybe doing that to punish you or to talk bad about you or whatever, whatever. But if we see it from a higher perspective, from more love, we can be like, okay, actually, this is serving me. Actually, this is serving the community. Actually, it's good that this person is looking out, because they think that they're keeping the order. Yeah. And we're all correcting each other to our best abilities. Yeah, so I'm continuing to repeat myself, but I think it's, yeah, that's all that I had on my heart today. So yeah, yeah, there was another thing here. Yeah, we don't always have to learn the hard way. Oh my God, I'm so happy that I'm just f finding this here on my page, on my piece of paper where I took the notes before I came on. Because this has been my life guideline. I don't know since when, but since I can remember, from an early time in my life. I'm the youngest in my family. And also in my group of like cousins and blah blah blah. So I'm the youngest, so I don't know where I picked it up, but I always kind of knew that it was smart to not make all mistakes myself, but to look and to observe the older ones and to see how they are doing, and maybe even if they're failing. So I observed my brother, I observed other people, I observed his friends. And that's what I continue to do. And the more I grew, and the more I kind of outgrew other people, where I felt like, okay, I'm doing better than them. Like, even that, I don't apologize for saying that, because we always want to tiptoe around our greatness. We have to learn how to acknowledge ourselves, and I want you to do the same. So I have learned that I am doing a few things quite good. I'm not perfect, but I realize, okay, there's no one here that can actually teach me something new. Like, where are the people that will hold me accountable? And that's exactly how I found my mentor. And with her and her life, I saw what is possible, and it gave me so much hope. And that's why I, yeah, invested, yeah, huge amounts of money in staying close to her and learning all these principles that I'm learning and that I'm teaching and that I'm sharing with you because it has helped me to stay straight in this world full of confusion and chaos and just madness and temptation. And I believe the crazier the world gets, the easier it is for me, and hopefully for you too, to discern, where you want to be. And for me currently, it's really about gravitating towards purity. Like it, this word just resonates with me. I know it can trigger some people, but like really being pure, pure in my mind, pure in my heart, pure in my womb, being pure in my food, being just taking things into my space, like in everything, literally my home, again, my mind, my eyes, my ears that are pure, that will keep me on the level of love because there's so much madness outside and I know what's going on. And that's exactly why I'm choosing to do the things that I'm doing. So, yeah, I think that was a good ending. Yeah. So you don't have to learn the hard way. Sometimes that's what it is. Sometimes life, not sometimes, always, life will want us to wake up. Life always wants us to grow. And we want, life wants us to evolve. Like we came, like that's a common definition, and I truly believe it, that we have incarnated, we have chosen to incarnate onto this planet Earth to evolve, to consciously evolve and learn more soul lessons. And if we don't wake up, like we will walk through this life unconscious, and then we will be hit by different things in life. Like literally, we will be sick, we will get hurt, like physically or emotionally, or some catastrophic things are gonna happen. Like as I said, like you're gonna change your genitalia to something else that you wasn't born with, and now you can never really feel pleasure again. Like that's some harsh consequence. That's some harsh consequence. You don't have to do that. So either you learn through observing others, on observing the world, and looking out for the things that actually look good and you want to gravitate towards them. You can either learn through observing, or you have to go through some shit yourself. And we all probably have been through some shit that has made us wake up. And if you are waking up, it is always, yeah, we can't call it a spiritual awakening. And then it's best to find a teacher. It's fine to find somebody who has learned and integrated the principles of life that can put you on this path of conscious evolution, not only through hurt and pain and drama and disaster, but actually through, oh, okay, I feel that this is the way. Like I don't have to go through the drama. I don't have to go through the pain again. I can decide what I want. I don't have to suffer before it gets better. I will decide that it's going to get better. I'm going to decide for the kind of life that I want. I don't have to first go through the thing that made that other person wake up. For example, the body positivity person to feel that they're actually dying. I think there was somebody also, I heard that one person who actively promoted body positivity died. I mean, that's some nonsense. I'm sorry for her, but I mean, we are, this is really, I don't even know like where this planet is going, because we have all the information in order to create the most beautiful life on planet Earth. We have all the information. If it's health, if it's relationship, if it's career, if it's money, we can create some amazing things, but we have to come to our senses. Yeah? And you can make a conscious decision to create the life that you would love to live, and then choose it and jump into it and apply yourself to it. Keep like allow someone else to keep you accountable and just grow up the ladder of awareness. So that's literally all that I had to say. So Again, if you feel called for me to be your support system, write me on joannafatonji.com. There is a write me or book me session. You will always come to write me an email if you click the book me session first. And I will start my Dream Builder program. It's always in English and German, depending on which language is more native to you. And I'm starting on the 1st of January and taking people through the Dream Builder, where you create the blueprint, like literally the new foundation of a life that you would actually love living. So that's it for now. And thank you so much for listening. I hope if you got triggered, that's good, because the trigger is always the way to go. And thank you for listening in. Like, subscribe, share, go to my YouTube channel, watch some videos, like, subscribe, share over there. And I'm looking forward to hear from you. Until then, stay healthy. Bye-bye.